visiting with Dave Nanengay. We say happy birthday to his labor of love. It's IllinoisHighSchoolGloryDays.com. That's IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. They're celebrating a birthday. Well, they had it January 30th. This site debuted back on January 30th of 2005. I think recognizing more than 1,182 schools that have closed, consolidated, deactivated, or defunct high schools. So, Dave Nanengay, happy birthday. Has it been 14 years?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been quite a ride. And the best thing about it is it's an ongoing process. You know, it started in 2005 with a with just one school. You know, it was one, my attempt to honor the town I came from, which was Mineral, and it has grown unbelievably over the last 14 years. And the beauty of it is it never stops. We continue to add information all the time, and it comes in basically on a weekly basis.
For point of reference, Mineral would be located near Annawan. So those people that live in Mineral are now Annawan Braves. Is that right?
That's correct. Mineral and Hoopole Ponies and the Mineral Leopards join the Annawan Braves.
Boy, oh boy, you're talking about some great nicknames there.
Exactly right.
And I guess old guys, I'm not going to call you an old guy, but an old guy like myself, I long for some of the great nicknames. And I know when you research these 1,182 schools, I think, that are featured now, there are some pretty neat nicknames that, you know, unfortunately, we no longer have. I thought the level of creativity was a lot neater back in the glory days.
Yeah, I would agree with that. In fact, we have a page on there that specifically addresses nothing but the nicknames. And, you know, you get to, we went through and did, you know, the most popular and most unusual. You know, some of them were very creative, like you said. Potomac was the Artesians, which had something to do with water, you know, which, you know, I don't know how scary that is, but it was unique, that's for sure. Browns, the town of Browns was the Brownies, which is kind of just flows with their name, I guess. Chesterfield was the Seahawks. And but, you know, Biola over by you was the Lumberjacks, which I'm not sure how that fits in with that town, but it's a pretty cool nickname.
Well, but, and then you talk about that area. I think the last time we talked, the New Windsor Norsemen and then the Viola Lumberjacks became the Winola Jets, who eventually became the Sherrard Tigers.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so yep. I got to ask you, so you said Mineral Leopards and Hoopole Ponies, you add those together, they become Annawan Braves. You still have any Mineral Leopard stuff from back in the day?
Oh, absolutely. I have a museum that we developed there in Mineral, and it has all of the trophies, cheerleading uniforms, basketball uniforms, and we were able to preserve those. You know, the thing why the site was started is to preserve history and information and items like that, and to draw interest into other towns into preserving those items. Because when I look at a trophy, I don't see just a hunk of iron. I see some kid back in 1931 getting that trophy and being so proud, and the team gathering around, he holds it in the air. You know, that was an important part for that kid and for that time and for that school, and that's why we really enjoy keeping the site going.
All right, so you've done this for 14 years, and you continue to update the site. I think more than 365,000 unique visitors. So as I talk to you today, tell me something that you received. Now this is a digital site. Again, it's Illinois. It's the Illinois High School Glory Days website. It's IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. So if I would ask you, you know, over the 14 years, you got something emailed to you, and you said, man, I got this. I got this. I can't believe it. Are there any of those type of stories that stand out?
Well, there's a lot of great stories. And the smaller towns, I really get a charge out of the smaller town great stories. If you One over by you would be Burnside. Burnside, back in the late 30s, 1937, 38, 39, they were a three-year high school. They never had probably more than 30 or 40 kids in the whole high school, but 2 years in a row they went undefeated. I'm sure they weren't playing Chicago schools or anything, but you know, to go undefeated for two years in a row, and one of their wins was against Macomb, which was a four-year high school, obviously. But those are the kind of stories that I just get such a kick out of. And you know, you get the stories of like a Potomac beating East Peoria in a tournament game. But I can tell you one of my favorite stories comes out of a little town in southern Illinois called Simpson. In 1930-31, Simpson had 25 kids in the entire high school, and they made the Sweet 16 that year and lost to a town called Johnson City, which is still open. But they had Johnson City ended up fourth in the state in a one-class system, and they lost to them by 2 points. So it was quite an amazing story. I found articles on them that said, only 11 boys in the whole high school, 10 of them were on the team. And again, they're playing with sophomores and juniors going up against four-year high school. So I think stories like that are just ones that really keep me going, keep me interested. And I think they're the most interesting, at least in my view.
All right, Dave, I'm going to tell you something there, buddy. It sounds like you love what you're doing.
100%.
Well, so when you came up with this idea, and by the way, folks, I think 5,500 photos and counting on his digital website. And I guess if people, you know, they can go to the site, and you're always looking for information on these closed, consolidated, deactivated, or defunct high schools. And as we have a listener, you know, a listener any from anywhere across the state that says, man, I've held on to this forever, this picture. I don't know why, but this dude that's talking on the radio now, Dave Nanengay is his name, he would really dig this. So
yeah,
there's people listening right now, Dave, that may have something that you would probably really love to get your hands on. So how do they go about contributing to the site? And I know that's a big part of the success of this thing, right?
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is, I talk a lot about the sports. I just always have loved sports, especially high school sports. But one thing I want to make sure people understand is it's any part of a high school's existence needs to be remembered. There might have been a great band team or a great success in FFA. I've gotten several, you know, from people in an FFA group or a different group within the school. So I'm interested in anything. And I say anything that was important to you in high school that was, of course, positive is something that I like to add to the site. And I accept anything. And I within, of course, reason, I review it and put it up on the site. And I credit the person who sent it to me. I credit their name as the contributor. And at the bottom of every single page on the site, it'll say, we need your help, or if you have something to add, and it lists the email address, which is the IHSGD website at Comcast.net. But that's on the bottom of every single page, plus my mailing address. So, but I prefer everything in email because, then I can just deal with it on the computer and have it up quickly. But on the bottom of every page, you can find how to get it to me, and I'll review it and put it up on the site and list the person who sent it as the source, and they can actually be, I guess, a part of the history gathering process.
All right. Again, that website is IllinoisHSGloryDays.com, and the email address, again, at the bottom of the page is IHSGDwebsite@Comcast.net. So take me back. Well, again, we say this site debuted January 30th of 2005. So I assume probably you were thinking about this in 2004, 2003, 2002, maybe when the internet came into existence. Dave Nanengay said, I think I got something. I want to memorialize and honor these old high schools that no longer exist. Take us through the process of how you started this, or this idea, or where it originated from.
Well, when I was growing up in a small town, anyone who's grown up in a smaller town will tell you probably the same thing, that they heard all the stories of their hometown high school and maybe some of the athletic successes or how much that school meant to their town, and to lose it was a very devastating blow, and it's continuing to happen. Unfortunately, schools are closing almost yearly, but in my case, it was Mineral. My family, my mother and brothers all went to Mineral High School. Their relatives all went to Mineral High School, and when it closed, they were devastated. And but I wanted to try to find a way to memorialize them, you know, the great accomplishments they had on basketball. And Bureau County at that time had a Bureau County Hall of Fame ceremony, and I was able to gather enough information to get six teams inducted into their Hall of Fame, including their coach. So we went from when we got those schools or those teams inducted, there was 400 people in the the town's 250, but 400 people, these, you know, extended family and everyone. 28 of the players came back for this. 400 people showed up. It was their most successful event. And I thought, my gosh, if I can get one little town excited about, memorializing the past and recognizing what great accomplishments they had, is there something we can do that would expand it? And my first thought was a building, but of course a building takes a lot of the financial, you know, a lot of capital to keep going and to develop. And someone suggested, why not an internet website? And I found an internet website provider, and it was a reasonable thing for me financially, and, you know, very, very small fee for me to pay each month. And I just started it, like I said, as just to do Mineral and the surrounding towns, and it has just, you know, grown past my wildest dreams.
So Dave Nandigay's real life, he doesn't make a king's ransom doing IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. What was your life before doing this, your professional occupation, and then how did this segue into what you're doing now?
Oh, I was a Illinois State Trooper. I was with the Illinois State Police from 1985 through 2012 when I retired, and I have a special needs son, which takes, you know, a lot of care. So I stay with him. But the nice thing about having a website that I don't have to go anywhere. I can sit and do some of the work on the computer right in my own home, and it's really helped me. Been a blessing for me to be able to be retired and, you know, take care of him, of course, and not only that, but have time now to really put some wonderful information on this site.
When did you think that, wow, this is going to be a thing? Because it's a thing. It's 14 years of being sustained, and I would think as we look at the state of Illinois right now and declining population and the coinciding declining enrollment in a lot of areas of the state, closing high schools isn't a thing of the past. it's
right.
it's going to happen. So I ask you, when did you know, after you got it up and running January 30th of 2005, that you said, this is going to be a thing? Was there like a watershed moment for you?
Well, it came fairly quickly, because I really only thought, you know, I lived in a bubble. You know, I was in a town of 250. So I was thinking only, you know, the towns around me had these high schools and that every other high school. But if you look throughout the state, it was like almost every crossroads that had five houses or more had at least a 2 or 3 year high school, you know. And that's when I realized that this was a very, it just grew. I couldn't believe when we got to 100 high schools on there, let alone now we're at 1180, and it's still growing. And I'm still finding schools that, you know, that maybe were only open for 10 years back in the early 1900s, but like I said, you know, someone went there, someone, they're probably deceased, but someone went there and had a diploma that said, for instance, Garden Plain High School, which is up in the northwestern part of the state. And, you know, it's important to remember that. And, you know, those townspeople worked hard for that and were very proud of that at the time. And to forget it or to pretend that, or to not allow others to know that that was a real part of that community would be a shame. So that's, I guess, as I got, went along within the first 3 or 4 years, I just realized, oh, my gosh, this is going to be quite an undertaking, you know. So, but I, as you said, it truly is a labor of love. It's just something, you know, some people are interested in other, you know, everybody's got their own little hobbies, and this is one that I really have sunk my teeth into and enjoy, and I have some wonderful help. Kev Barney especially does a lot of work for us, but some wonderful people who help me out, and it's really been a joyful ride, and it continues to be so.
Well, and I applaud you, Dave, and in what you're doing. Again, talking with Dave Nanigay with the Illinois High School Glory Days website at IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. It's a tremendous, I call it, local history lesson or local history resource. And I always tell people, one of my preaching moments here is, yes, national history, U.S. history, world history, all of that is important. But local history is just as important, in my opinion. A lot of the things that go on in your backyard. A couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege of interviewing Brad Bickett about the great 1986 team at Ohio, you know, school 70, and a farm kid learned to play basketball in a haymow. And, you know, one of the things I asked him, I said, do you think kids, one, appreciate and understand the local history lessons that are out there? We were talking, you know, relatively speaking within high school sports, but this Illinois High School Glory Days website deals with, it's not just about high school sports, it's about old schools that no longer exist. And right. I hope people in Illinois, across the state, and they've moved on, but, you know, they bookmark this page, because nice. There's so much local history that needs to be consumed, in my opinion, by local people. Can I get, I guess, long story short, can I get an amen to that?
No, absolutely. And one thing about it, I always put, if you read each page, the very first paragraph explains where the town is, and usually the second paragraph I try to write, you know, I have a book, it's called Place Names by Edward Callery, and I try to go through that and tell why the town was named as such, you know, like one of them, for instance, Bible Grove, Illinois, had a high school, and Bible Grove was named because, you know, I love when things are so obvious, right? A group of hunters were walking through a grove of trees, and they found a Bible, so they named the town Bible Grove, you know? I mean, that's the kind of stuff I get a kick out of. I always said, two of my favorite town names were Burnt Prairie and Bone Gap, and they both had high schools back in the 30s and 40s. And I always thought I'd love to see a game between Burnt Prairie and Bone Gap, you know, everybody wearing cowboy hats and lassos and sidearms, you know. That would be my picture of that game. But
but what are the nicknames of those teams?
You know, I'd have to look it up. But
I stumped you.
Yeah, you did.
Well, and that allows you to go to the website because it's very interactive. The closed and defunct schools are named basically by the town in alphabetical order. So it's easy to navigate the site. Again, talking with Dave Nanigay, site author of Illinois High School Glory Days. That's IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. We're going to take a break and continue our discussion right after this.